Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so I'm reading this story here, and it kind of made me smile. Here's the headline. More Americans say they are cooler now than they were in high school.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
All day long.
You should have seen my glasses in high school.
Were they thick?
Oh, they're
Do you
so
have the
bad.
Thick glasses?
And I just want to point out also that when I was in high school, we didn't have YouTube tutorials to teach us everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was telling you, Jeremy, even our makeup. Like, back in the day, we were taught how to put on makeup because the back of the eyeshadow had numbers on it. And it would tell
you, how you did
number
it?
One goes all over your eye lid. And then number two goes underneath, and then the crease is number three. And so you, like, there was a picture, and you followed the picture, and there wasn't a 30-minute tutorial. So
that's just how you did it?
Yes! And I get, please, well, everybody, I mean, did it like that.
I
so.
Feel like, I mean, I had a sister growing up. There was, like makeup parties and stuff.
Yes!
Like, you got together with your girlfriends and experimented,
yeah,
and it was a bonding thing with the girls.
And you know what? A lot
And I don't
of,
see that a lot now.
A lot of times, your mom taught you how to put on your makeup.
Well, that's
and
what
how,
my mom did for me.
But that's thing is, like, you know, who wants to wear, like, when I was learning how to put on makeup, my mom was still putting on the 80s blue, and so it was like,
bring it back.
That's what my mom taught me
Can
how
you
to
bring
do
that back.
And it was just like the old generation should not be teaching the new one what the trends
right,
are, you know. So I think
right.
they did get that right, but yeah, I would say I'm much cooler now than I ever was.
I would agree. The story says adults under 45 were more willing to cling to being cool, while the hardcore Gen Xers and the boomers are more willing to accept that they are uncool. I think, yeah, the older Gen Xers and the boomers are probably starting to make that shift into, you know what, I don't care anymore.
I don't care.
Which is a good
real.
Feeling. I'm starting to make that shift. I've probably got maybe 3-4 more years before I go full on in, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. But I can say with 100% certainty, I am so much cooler than I was in high school.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was a theater kid, you know, which traditionally, you all get the picture, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Theater kid, I was in the 4x4 club. I littered in academics.
Yeah,
I was
you
in
did.
Yearbook.
Uh-huh.
You know, not your typical, damn, Jerry was cool in high school. No.
Oh, I was in orchestra, second cello.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
there
Katie.
You go. So you definitely know. And, you know, I look back at pictures and stuff now of, like, my senior photos and stuff. I'm like, damn, I was a dork.
Oh, I know.
I was a big dork. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And things have changed in that aspect. Like, the dorks and the nerds, like, they are all embraced and they are all doing everything with the jocks now.
Well, yeah.
I've noticed. It's all one big community.
Well, we all
now.
Found out they run the world after they graduate high school.
I know.
So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, be a little nicer. Rule. Be a little nicer.
We want to be your friend.
Rule. Yeah.
But I think even after high school, my wife was, we just drove back from Nebraska this weekend, and she was just flipping through some old photos and memories that were coming up on Facebook. And there was pictures of me when we first had kids and stuff, and I was young, like in my 30s, and I was looking at myself like, I straight up asked her, I was like, why did you procreate with that? Like, what was the appeal?
What was going through your head, lady?
It was her heavy drinking phase.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. Do you feel like you've peaked?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think I'm getting close to peaking.
And I truly feel like I am now in like I'm more proud of myself now than I've ever been. And I hope that just keeps going. I hope that it just keeps increasing like that, right? Because I'm much more proud of myself now than I ever was in high school.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
it is.
I feel like that on multiple levels.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I used to be a scrawny dude. I've put on a little weight, a little muscle. I feel better about myself physically.
Yeah.
Mentally. Just a lot of life experience now at this point, right? And you feel good about that.
Yes.
Like, just knowing things.
Like, you know
feels
how
really
to
good.
Approach things now. Whereas, like, even in 20s and 30s, like, I was a little more of a hothead than I am now. And so I think that even
well,
just the approach yeah. of life, oh, no, you don't even know. You don't even know.
Well, you were in jail.
Come on. Keep bringing that
I
up.
I was, I think I was the opposite. I was definitely more timid. And quiet,
uh-huh.
not really willing to speak up, and now I do. I'm more apt to say, I call BS on things a lot.
Well, you're probably a lot more confident in how
more
you
confident.
Feel, so
yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
come at me with that BS.
Yeah, I'll just kind of no. tell it like it is now, and I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's probably going to get me fired
No, it's
at some
not.
Point. We do have a meeting with the big boss today.
We kind of do. We do. We absolutely. But you know what's funny? I actually saw a little statistic recently that said most women don't peak until you're in your 40s. Like,
I've heard that too.
A lot of women millionaires, like, they don't become millionaires until they're like 45. So I know, like, now, at least as far as women go, I'm on the right track of being.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think, again, it comes with the confidence. It comes with, you know, you start to realize that you've got to just embrace what you've got going on right now. You can't keep thinking.
Especially body, right?
Yeah. Yo.
Like your body image, you're just like, I am who I am
yeah,
now
I'm
at this point. I'm going to rock what I got.
And, you know, you have to work at it. It gets harder and harder as you get older to keep everything in check. So I think that gives you a greater appreciation for what you do and what you're doing for your body and your health. So I think all of that, it comes into play when it comes to the confidence women have in their 40s. So.
And I think, yeah, in the 40s, you got some extra cash. You can buy a lot of Spanx too.
Yeah.
You just hold everything in with
Spanx. Spanx are life, Jeremy.
I know.
Spanx are life.
I know. I know.